the gas tax was actually connected to the price of gas. Mm-hmm. So there was going to be, there was therefore going to be a drop from 37.5 cents to maybe 29 cents. And that was going to, cause a problem with state tax, tax revenues for building roads. I'm a big mm-hmm. believer that we, it's another area we've been proud of in North Carolina. We have one of the largest road infrastructures in the country. I think second only to Texas. We need to pay for that. The trouble with the, and I ended up voting, it was kind of a hard one for me. I ended up voting against the tax deal because I didn't feel like that the leadership was really that honest about telling people that it was actually a tax increase. Mm-hmm. It was going to be 29 cents and they put a floor, it ended up at 35, I think, with the negotiations with the Senate. So it was actually a tax increase. And it was stopgap. There's not a big picture solution to infrastructure that won't pay for the infrastructure. And we spent a lot of political capital on getting that passed when actually we've got to look at a whole range of ways to pay for roads and bridges in mm-hmm. this state.
It seemed purely political to drop the tax at all. It seemed like, because obviously the whole reason for them passing this was to keep the tax from dropping.
Yeah.
But initially they decided, well, we're going to drop it so that we can call it a tax cut.
That's what I believe was going on.
And
it got a little bit caught up in politics. We need the revenue. We're probably going to have to do a combination of things. There was one idea floated out there that they just charge everybody $201 a year for each car they had, mm-hmm. Which doesn't help us with people that are driving through the state. Could you get rid of the gas tax completely by doing that? I don't know, but that was one idea. But I thought maybe we need to raise that fee a little bit. Maybe we need to do a big $1.2 billion borrowing that the governor wants to do. Maybe we need to do they're talking about toll roads. I really hate toll roads, but maybe you put a toll on I-95, all those people driving through the state on I-95 pay a toll. But it's a big issue, and I just don't think all we did was argue about that gas tax. We didn't really confront the big problem yet.